Thank you so much for tuning in to the Sexy Love versus the Dark Bubble podcast with your girl, Shauna Petrus, aka Holistically Her. Holistically Her meaning I'm living my life through whole body healing, that's spiritual healing, mental health healing, physical body healing, you name it. And I'm sharing the Sexy Love versus the Dark Bubble testimony, you guys. Sexy love is the confidence that we have and that we need to embody. I even have a Facebook page, Pretty Passionate and Pragmatic. Pretty, your confidence, your sexiness, your swag. Passionate, how do you use and share your gifts and talents to the world? What are you passionate for and what is your purpose? Pragmatic, how do you apply simple, practical approaches to daily life's dramas and issues? You know, so I will discuss my experiences, discuss my testimonies with you all, share them all with you, enlighten your mind, enlighten your thought, your creativity, and just heal you. I just want this show to be a healing show and a purposeful show to just drive you closer and closer to who you truly are, just as it did for me and it's doing for me now. It's still working for me now to this day. So I just want you to know this show will teach you to appreciate what has happened to you in your past, that what has happened to you is happening for you, you know? So take this and come along for this journey. Enjoy it. We will discuss love. We will discuss how to find your purpose. We will discuss forgiveness, everything in that realm. And also the dark bubble. For those of you that never heard of it, it's the bubble that just appears and forms and takes its shape when you are suffering from severe depression, from anxiety, and you will learn the steps and methods of how to burst and pop that bubble. Okay, bubble no more, be gone. So if you're listening to this in the car, in your home, come along for the ride, sit back and enjoy. So, single superwoman raising children during quarantine. Now, from what I've learned with being in the house with the kids this entire time since March, and now that things are starting to open back up and businesses are opening up slowly during this phase two, I'm in Maryland, so phase two is happening now, and you know, I'm like so eager for things to open up, restaurants to open up, and for just life to go back to somewhat to the way it was, somewhat, you know, it's never going to be the same, but I'm just so eager to get out, you know. But being a single woman, being a single mom, there was some challenges faced, but I assure you, these tips that I'm about to give right now, because I know some of you guys are just like anxious to get out and anxious to just be like, you love your kids, but you just really want some time to spend alone, or you know, you want your kids to be doing something, go to summer camp and get back to school, you know what I'm saying? So here's the tips that I've learned that really, really helped me, because I get compliments all the time with my kids. They're so well behaved. That's what I hear a lot. Oh, your kids are well behaved. Oh, your girls are so, they're so quiet, or they're so, you know, respectful. You know, and they're kids. So, of course, there's times where they're not like that. But majority of the time while we're home and been home in this quarantine and this lockdown, my babies have been doing extremely well. So here's the tips, okay? First is self-care. You have to respect yourself as a mom. As a single parent mom, you have to know that you are worthy of time alone, and I call it making timeouts for yourself. Yes, you need to have a timeout. You know, don't just give your children timeout or put them in a corner, or you know, have them stand on the wall, face the wall for 2 minutes or 1 minute if they did something wrong. No, make it where in the house timeouts are a positive thing too. Just like I tell my oldest daughter, I'm like, you know, if you feel you're getting frustrated or you're getting about to get upset at your sister, you know, for something small, of course, I say, sweetie, go take a time out, you know, and I say it in a light tone. so she knows that time out is not always a bad thing. And she knows to do it now. She's, you know, she learned it when she was seven years old, and she's 8 now. So she's like, Mommy, I just went and took a time out because I was getting tired or sleepy. And I'm like, great, baby. You know, so I, as an adult, as a mom, I do the exact same thing. So please respect your self-care. Make timeouts for yourself. Go in your room or go in your corner, or like I hear a lot of times, some women have a closet, you know, that they go in. Go in your closet, read a book, study, journal, pray, you know, do whatever you have to do. So just have your time to yourself. Take a quick nap, a power nap, you know. Give yourself, like, you know, between 30 minutes to even an hour and a half, you know, and that time can be used while the kids, either they're taking a nap or they're watching a movie. You know, most movies run for like an hour to an hour and a half. So there you go. That's your free time right there, you know, or even while your kids are on the computer, they're on ABC.com or, you know, ABC Mouse, you know what I'm saying? And they're just playing educational games, or they're watching a movie for the 30 minutes to an hour and a half, however long you need your time. So definitely, when you feel your body and your mental state needs to take that break, do not feel bad. There is no one that's going to criticize you. No one's going to tell you you're a bad mom for taking that break. You need it and you deserve it. The next one is doing projects with your kids. So now this is the part where you really want to involve your kids. Involve them in cooking. Involve them in, like, I make natural products for the body. I make natural products such as essential oil fragrances because I'm doing my startup business with that. And I enjoy making products like that. So my children are always involved with helping me with the essential oils, helping me melt butters and all of that stuff. So, and especially with cooking, they really help me with a lot of that. And it's so amazing that my baby girls, they actually help me, like, with cleaning. Like, my little one, she loves to get in there and wash dishes. Of course, I look over the dishes and make sure they're clean, or I rewash them. But she loves doing stuff like that. You know, I didn't tell her or force her to do that. She just sees mommy doing it all the time, you know, so she does it as well. And then also we have a balcony. So, you know, just sitting out in the balcony with your kids, if you have like a little garden, a mini garden, or little plants, have them help you water the plants around the house. Have them help you clean the balcony. Like, you're not slaving your kids by letting them help you clean. Make it a project. Make it really fun. You know, like, I have this vacuum and I really love my vacuum. Like, for those of you that know me, like, I love a clean home, you know, so I got this bomb vacuum, Shark, and it's like the cordless one, right? So my baby girls, they actually love it more than me. So, like, I mean, you know, just find things you like to do in the house. Y'all can clean up together, y'all can organize together, shred papers together, y'all can do some dance battles together. Again, I'm a licensed and insured Zumba instructor, so yes, me and my babies, we dance together. We have our little dance parties in the house. Like, do fun things together as well. Oh my gosh, it will be so rewarding, you know? And then they'll know that mommy's fun too. Because, I mean, oh my goodness gracious, being this single superwoman, you have to do everything. Like, from putting them in the timeout, the bad timeout, putting them in, you know, having them know that timeout's good and bad, and getting them to just take a break from the family, you know, from helping them with homework. I mean, we have to do everything, cook dinner, breakfast, all that all. So, again, so self-care, projects with the kids, fun things with the kids, movie nights, you know, you guys can schedule movie nights, super fun. Get your popcorn seasoning, you know, I got that nacho one and the onion. I think it's called sour cream and onion. Oh my goodness, you guys gotta really get on top of that. The white cheddar. I don't like the white cheddar popcorn seasoning, so I get the white cheddar, the actual seasoning by McCormick, you know, from the seasoning aisle or whatever. So, yeah, you know, spice it up. Add some chives on there if you want. You know, and have a really good, enjoyable movie night. Like, make it official, you know? What else I have on here? Homework for all. Yes, like, if you're a mom and let's say, like, you know, you got some plan that you want to finish school, or you want to just freshen up your memory on, you know, aromatherapy. That's what I do. You know, that's my little geek stuff. So I can be a little nerdy at times, but so since I make natural products, I definitely want to make sure I'm up to date and remember what certain essential oils are for. So, you know, while the girls are doing their homework and their educational materials, I'm doing mine too. And the house is either quiet and silent, or I have music playing in the background. So do that as well. Have homework for all, you know, make it like a good hour, 2 hours or hour. Then you guys take a break, you know, or two breaks in between, you know, or maybe three breaks for like 2 hours and you guys get like three breaks or whatever, you know, so do that. So, self-care, projects with the kids, movie night, homework for all. This is an important one right here. Reachable snacks. You want to make sure that, especially if you have little ones, you don't want them to always come to mommy for a snack. You know what I'm saying? So do not put your snacks on a high shelf where they can hurt themselves. You know what I'm saying? Make it so they can easily reach it without mommy's approval, or without me having to ask mommy to take it down or ask my sibling to get this for me. You know, so have some apples out, or apples in the fridge where they can grab it. Make sure they know to rinse it off. That's what my girls, they already know that. They know every fruit I get, I gotta rinse it off. So, you know, have the fruits readily available. If you got pineapple, chop up the pineapple, keep it in a container for them so they can easily grab it. Maybe have a drawer for popcorn or little chips, or, you know, little crackers or something like that, you know? That way they can just quickly grab it and go. The next one is teaching your kids to respect the household's quiet time. There might be times where, you know, you're working, and you're working from home, and or you're on a phone call, like an important phone call, and you really need this, you know, maybe it's an interview or just a meeting with your team, business team, whatever, and you really need the kids to respect quiet time. My girls do, you know. I always use kind words with my girls. I definitely make sure I try not to yell in this house, you know, just to keep the tension down at a very minimum. You want them to enjoy being home with mommy, not being stressed and like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to get back to school and mommy's driving me crazy. No, you want to make this quarantine, this lockdown, like, hey, my mom was really cool, you know? So teach your kids to respect the household's quiet time. When mommy is working, or I'm on a meeting, I'm on a call, you know, go in the living room or go in the other room and quiet down. You know, have them read a book. Coloring is definitely a big thing in this house. My girls, they love to do projects on their own during my quiet time, you know. So they like to, whenever I'm working, I have them color. They know to color. They cut out little pictures. They do their own vision boards. I have a ton of magazines, so I like to filter and get through those magazines so I can recycle them. And they go through those, and they love it. They so, so, so love it. So that's another great idea. And then also, another important one is bedtime regimen. You know, quarantine, I know some parents do. Some parents actually still keep their kids on a bedtime, you know, set schedule. You know, some of them have it early, like at 7:30. That's kind of early for my kids. And it's so funny because I tried it once. I tried it. I was like, bedtime. Y'all took a bath. 7:30. Let's go. They were like, what? What are you doing? Like, no, don't do that with us, okay? So, my girl's bedtime is between 8 and 8:30. So, if they can make it, you know, brushing their teeth at 8, get ready, 8:30. And you know what? They are knocked out. When you put them on that regimen, you got them on that schedule, believe me, like, seriously right now, your kids will be knocked out at that time every night. Because it's their circadian clock that is just like, it's set. Like, you don't even need an alarm. They go to bed at a set time, and their bodies naturally wake up at a certain time, at a set time. So, like, for instance, my circadian clock is, I usually get sleepy around like 11-ish, And I always wake up between literally 4:30 and 5 o'clock in the morning. And sometimes I love it, sometimes I hate it. But it is what it is, okay? So just definitely put them on that regimen and everything will be smooth sailing every day. Okay, so let me go ahead and review it again. So it is self-care for the mama. So for you single superwomen out there, make sure you take your time out for yourself to journal, to read, to pray, to, you know, relax, have your private movie time during the day or at night, you know, between, you know, maybe 30 minutes to an hour and a half while the kids are coloring or they got their movie on or they have an educational software that they're using on the computer. Projects with the kids, super big. So projects from cooking to cleaning the house and making it fun, no yelling involved. Watering the plants, gardening. If you have a big yard, garden outside, have your children help you and make it fun. Guarding your little plants, water the house plants, you know, things like that. Go for a walk outside, a nature walk. Another one, movie nights. Schedule your movie nights. Another one, homework for all. Woohoo! Okay, so make it like homework for all. Everybody is reading, it's reading time. Super, super quiet. Again, you can have music in the background, you know. Oh, and then don't forget also when I said projects with the kids, dancing. So anything from cooking to having a dance party, like make it fun when you guys are doing something together. Dance party is one of our favorites in this house. Like my little girls, the big one, she be dancing with me like with the Zumba, and the little one, she dances, but she mostly sings. So she be like yelling and singing. She be singing her songs and stuff. I be like, go ahead, Skyla. Okay. So another one, reachable snacks. Make sure that the little kids can grab snacks or grab water without them getting, you know, without them hurting themselves. Another one, teaching the children, your children, how to respect the households. And tell them it's the household. It is our home quiet time. We're going to have a household quiet time starting now and have them do, you know, coloring project or making a vision board out of cut up magazines or letters and things like that. Playing household games. You know, we still got board games in this house, okay? It ain't going to be TV all the time. Or it's not even going to be Chromebook, laptop all the time. No electronics, no bueno. We got board games, old-fashioned way. That's how we do it. And then also, bedtime. Get them on a set schedule so their circadian clock will recognize that, hey, I got to go to bed every night at this time, which means I need to wake up every day at this time. Okay? So I hope this really helped. So many of you single superwomen out there, you guys are freaking awesome. I love you all, like whoever's listening, this is super dope. And then I'm also going to share, I have an awesome playlist that I see a lot of people using on iTunes, and it's called the Superhuman Woman Workout. And I came up with that idea after watching Superwoman, right? Her movie that came out, what, like 2017 or 2018? And I'm so serious. Let me look it up really quick. I want to say it was Superwoman. I really do. I want to say it was Supergirl, Superwoman that came out. And it was just something about that movie. It might seem like cliche, but it was something about that movie that I was just like, it sparked a fire in me. And I'm like, wait a minute. As women, we are superheroes. We are superwomen. We are strong. We're superhuman. Being a woman, like, God let us have babies. Like, we can transform and make lives out this bitch. Like, what? Like, we are powerful. We are the bomb. We are sexy. We are loved. We are fierce, okay? So think of yourself not just, oh, I'm a single mother. Heck to the nah. Think of yourself as a single superwoman. Like, you're a superhuman woman. So that's why I made that workout on iTunes. Oh, you know what? maybe you guys can find it. So if you type in, it should be, you might be able to find me on iTunes. I'll have to put it in the box for my superhuman woman workout. Or maybe if you just type it in, you'll be able to see it. You should find me, Shauna Michelle, on iTunes, or just type in superhuman woman workout and you should be able to find it. The playlist is super, super dope. I mean, so many people love it and I add on to it constantly. So you can pick and pull what songs you want to make it a 30-minute workout, 45-minute workout, hour workout, or, you know, hour and a half workout, 90-minute workout. So thanks for tuning in. Like, oh my goodness, stay tuned, you guys, for so much more. This is only the beginning of this series of single superwomen, and let's stay strong together being single mothers, because it won't last long. Like, we're getting closer and closer to our dream husband, okay? Take care, loves. Peace. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to the podcast or watching this on YouTube. I mean, you guys mean so much to me just by simply clicking the button and just literally just sharing and enjoying the episode. Thank you so much. So if you guys have like any concerns, questions, or topics that you want me to discuss, please don't hesitate to send me an email. Go to Shauna@sexylovereflection.com or Shauna.holisticallyher@gmail.com, and I will be sure to hit you back within 24 to 48 hours. And again, just like, oh my gosh, you guys mean the world to me. Thank you so much again for listening, my loves, for sharing in everything that you do. So stay tuned for more, and definitely I will just have a plethora of different topics to discuss on this channel. Okay, so stay tuned and thank you, and just have a blessed, beautiful day. Bye-bye.